time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path. You help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah, people. Always trust in the Lord, y'all. Most definitely take it one day at a time. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. God, thank you for his grace, mercy, favor, love, his comfort, his peace, his outstretched arm, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son, dying for our sins, just everything, amen. There's countless of things the Lord has done for us and got us through, so we have to always, always stay grateful and appreciative through everything, amen. Take it one day at a time, people. Always remember that he will never leave you nor forsake you, amen. God protects his people. He keeps his promises, hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. Brothers, sisters of the faith, all four corners of the earth. I appreciate all you for listening, supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. So let's always uplift one another in the Lord, and let's always encourage each other in Christ. Always, we have to pray for each other, comfort each other, and always have that patience and kindness and compassion. And always just know that you are not alone, okay? You are not alone in your situation, all right? The Lord is with us. You are not alone, people. Your brothers and sisters are going through it as well, okay? Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Yes, yes. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, all the mountains, the trees, the plants. Let all of God's creation praise him. Hallelujah. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all ends of the earth. Much love to the Gentiles engrafted in with us. Much love to the church. Much love to anybody who is going to be a martyr down the road, all right? Much love to everybody who's on their way towards the new Jerusalem, okay? Let us stay on this narrow path. Let us stay holy, blameless, and be on point forevermore. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us always praise the Lord. Let us sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Play an instrument, dance, rejoice. Rejoice, always rejoice, people. Praise the Lord, y'all. Always have to, y'all. Always have to gather in fellowship, y'all. Yes, yes. Let us love the Lord our God far of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. And he has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, ready to go. So let us be washed up by the water through the word. Let us be washed up by the water by the word, people. And let us keep our lamps. Let us keep our oils and stay ready for the Messiah to return. Hallelujah. Most definitely. Let us stay fervent. Let us keep doing the Great Commission always. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us know the Lord better and get more closer to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told you personally, according to your life, your purpose, your future, what have you, handle that. Amen. Stick to the assignment. Get to it, y'all. Handle Father's business, people, and take it one day at a time. Amen. Don't be too hard on yourself, and don't have no self-pity or be too self-conscious, what have you. All right, get out your own way. Have that self-denial and pick up that cross and follow the Messiah. Amen. So always keep in mind of that. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So I hope that you all had a blessed week, a blessed weekend, a blessed Sabbath and everything, all right? And I just hope that you all are well-rested and safe and rejuvenated and that better days come for you in these last days, all right? Things are getting a little weird and dark all four corners of the earth, but let your light be full of light. Let your life be full of God's word. Let your life be just nothing but the reflection of the Lord and his word and everything. So you stay on that narrow path and you take it one day at a time, okay? So today's message, we're going to go through this church note from Jen DeLeon, all right? And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. We will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Most definitely. So the title of this church note is Get in Alignment with Your Assignment. Amen. This is a great message on how to be unbothered and getting in alignment with your assignment. Unmarried and unbothered. All right, so let's go through this church note. All right, so here we go. Don't change your belief system when you go into different environments that may not agree with you. The book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 1, all the way through 17. All right, y'all. So let's go to the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Okay, so here we go. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband, that she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. And she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters, why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes, that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught be put to death, part thee and me. All right, so that was Ruth chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, with all their situations and in the midst of their troubles, all right, how God is still with us and everything that we go through, okay? So let's continue with the church note. So often where relationships don't work, you're still nursing the pain of what you could have done, questioning God, why did it end? It's okay to acknowledge that the last relationship didn't work and you thought they were the one, and you've been questioning God since then. Take the time to mourn the loss. There are certain things you may never get the full answer to, but you got to trust that all things are working for your good, even the breakups you didn't pray for. You've been beating yourself up over a breakup, and God is saying, I'm using the breakup to build you up. We want to override how we feel. Get in touch with it so you can heal. I can't get delivered from my broken heart if I don't acknowledge that it's broken. How do you know when you're going back is moving forward or backward? It comes down to the motivation. Is it by hope or fear? We get confused on if we should go back to someone or not. When you say everyone in dating is trash, you distance yourself from someone God may want to bless you with. When you buy into that, you'll find comfort in not stepping into what God has for you. We allow the culture to dictate how we feel instead of what God told us to feel. What someone is bothered about in your life reveals what someone is bothered about in their life. Be careful who you allow to speak into your life. Be careful who you allow around you, because so often the message around you get in you whether you like it or not. God's way are not our ways, and we often misjudge what he's doing. You are getting ready to go back to someone that God delivered you from, because on your journey to your Bethlehem, you got a little uncertain and insecure. She went back. She was bothered. Bothered people will bother people. If you are bothered anywhere, you are bothered everywhere. You got a short temper and everything annoys you. You can't find a compliment because all you do is complain. You see a clip and just judge. Being bothered shows up in everything you do. It shows up in what you post, how you work, how you talk, how you walk, because there's something deep down in your spirit that you're frustrated about that you haven't reconciled with God. How often do we get bothered that our timeline was not God's timeline? We're bothered because we thought we'd have something by a certain age. In order to be unbothered, you must acknowledge what is bothering you. Example, I'm bothered because I thought I'd be further in my career and I'm not. I'm bothered that I can't make ends meet. I'm bothered I don't have the car I want to have. So often in church, we hear the word, but don't become the word. She was so aligned with her assignment that she wasn't going to exchange finding a man for finding her purpose. Check your priorities, because if it's finding rest in somebody other than God, you're going to have a problem. There's nothing wrong with wanting to rest with the person, but are you first resting with God? God is going to do what God is going to do if he chooses to do it. If I'm on assignment, then God is going to bring whoever I need and whatever I need, and I have to trust that. We keep talking about finding someone. Pause. Before you get into that, have you found your purpose? Are you in alignment with your life assignment? Because whatever God needs you to have is on the path of your alignment to your assignment. You've got to get in alignment with your assignment. How am I going to find the one? You don't have to find nobody. They're going to be waiting for you when you're in your assignment. How many of you are committed to your assignment, to your life? The culture wants to tell you that there's something that you're not doing right or could be doing better to find a person. If you know you're one of one, get closer to God than ever before. How do you know when you're in your assignment? That though you have wants and desires, you still have an overview of peace in your life that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. You can't let your relationship status get you out of the assignment in your life. Get in your assignment and you will get everything and everyone you were called to be and called to have. I'm not going to be worried about something that God has under control. Wherever you're bothered reveals a lack of faith. If you believe God is going to deliver in that area, why would you be bothered in that area? Being bothered is a liability to your blessing. Be careful when you blame God because you're bothered. God says you don't even understand what I just allowed you to go through is actually setting you up for the very thing you've been praying for. If you would just commit to your assignment, everything and everyone you need is connected to your assignment. What you sow, you're about to reap. Are you ready to receive your harvest? Amen, people. Yes, people, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all things shall be added to you. Always got to remind yourself of that. Amen. We got to stop leaning on our own understanding and acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways. Y'all, we got to trust in him. His ways higher than our ways, his thoughts higher than our thoughts. Okay. So we got to always got to humble ourselves and just trust in the Lord through the process. Okay. This narrow path can really be shaky and trip you out a lot of times, you know, but you got to be firm. God needs people to be firm. He needs to be firm. Amen. So any promises or anything the Most High told you or what have you, stick to your assignment, people. Do your part, do your end, people, and everything will come to pass along the way. Amen. Yes, we touch and agree, y'all. So I hope that this church note blesses you. I hope that you can apply it to your life. I pray that you stop worrying so much and you start praising. I pray that you stop complaining and start worshiping and rejoicing. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So that is the church note from Jen DeLeon. Stick to your assignment, people. Handle it, all right? Stay on that narrow path. Work through your situation, amen? So what I would love to do as I close out this message is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hey, praise the Lord of hosts, y'all. Yes, yes, the true creator, the God of heaven and earth. Praise him, y'all. His son is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, y'all. The advocate, the almighty, true and living God, the Alpha and Omega, amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessing only potent, the blessing only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my high tower. The Lord is my good fortress. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is a sustainer. He is a sufficient one. He is my shield. He is a sustainer. Hallelujah. Most definitely, the Lord our God is one. There's no other like him. Best believe that. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahai, Yeshai, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehoshua, Yehusha, Yeshua, Ahai, Yeshaya, yes, Adonai, Elohim, El Shaddai. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights. He is the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, could heal all things. He is the carpenter, could fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree most definitely, y'all. Call on him and he'll show you great, mighty things. If you have mustard seed faith, people, you could do so much great things, people. You could move a mountain. You could do so much things with that mustard seed faith, people. Faith is what pleases the Father. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently, y'all. Cry out to him, call out to him, scream, yell. Let the Lord shake up the heavens and the earth about your situation. Call on him, people. Call on him, people. Come on, you got to call on him, people. Mustard seed faith, y'all. Most definitely, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. We know that every word of God is pure. His word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. Every word of God is pure, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Most definitely, y'all. Praise him for his word, y'all. You just got to keep worshiping the Lord. Always call on the name of the Lord, people. The Lord is still doing it, people. Praise him, the Lord of all. Most definitely, Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of all. Most definitely, the abiding Son, the abolisher of the enemy, the abundant grace, the abundant life, the Ancient of Days, Adonai, the Advocate, the Aleph and Tau, the Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely. Amen. The Anchor of Souls, the Angel of God, the Angel of His Presence, the Angel of Jacob, the Angel of the Lord, the Anointed King, the anointed one of the Holy Spirit, anointed preacher, anointed witness, anointed of my head, another king, another priest, anthem of a new song, apple tree, appointed heir, appointed judge, appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointer of seasons, approved of God, ark of strength, arm of his strength, arm of redemption, arm of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, a stoned one, author and finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation, arrow of conviction, the author of peace with God, the author of the book of life, the availing shield and buckler, the baby of Bethlehem, the baby and child of promise, the balm of Gilead, the banner of Israel, the banner of love, the baptizer, the bearer of the seven stars, the beautiful and glorious branch, the beauty of holiness, the beauty of the Lord, the beginning and the ending, the beginning of wisdom, the beloved white and ruddy, the beloved of the Father, the beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed and only potent, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blesser of the children, branch, branch of righteousness, bread, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life, breastplate of our righteousness, the bridegroom lamb, the bright light of glory, brightness of his glory, brightness of the Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker. Yes, he is the builder of the church, the bruised and afflicted of God, the bruiser of Satan, the captain of salvation, the captain of the Lord's host, the carpenter, carpenter's son. Yes, he's the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, the chiefest among 10,000, the child Jesus, child of the Holy Ghost, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the blessed, Christ the first fruits, cloud of the Lord, the cluster of the campfire, the comfort of the mourners, the comforter of Zion, the compassionate shepherd, the consuming fire, the confidence, the conquering lamb, the consecrated son, the consolation of Israel, the complete controller of all, the completer of the saints, the contradiction of sinners, the counsel of the Most High, the covenant of the people, the covenant of promise, the covert from the storm, the creator of Israel, the creator of the new heavens and earth, the creator of principalities and powers, the creator of the earth, creator of the heavens, creator of the visible and invisible things, creator of the winds, the crown of glory, the crown of pure gold, the darling, the day's man, the day spring from on high, the day star, the defense, the deliverer to Zion, the deliverer of my soul, the designer of the universe, the desire of all nations, the desire of our soul, the desire of the bride. Yes, he is the desire of the prophets and kings, the desire of the righteous, the desire of women, the despised and rejected one, the despised of the people, the dew of youth, the dew unto Israel, the diadem of beauty, the disallowed stone, the door of faith, the door of the sheep, the dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of God, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign, the ensign for the nations, the ensign of the people, the enthroned priest, the equal of God, the establisher of the ends of the earth, the eternal Christ, the eternal life, the eternal word, the Eucharist of our faith, the everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, our great reward, our exceeding reward, most definitely our sure reward, excellency of God, excellent, the excellent and comely one, the executor of judgment, the executor of righteousness, the expectation of David, the express image, the eye of the Lord, the face of God, the face of the Lord, the fairer than children of man, faithful, the faithful ambassador, the faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, the father of the fatherless, the fellow, the first and the last, the first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, the firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, the firstborn son, first fruits of them that slept, the first love, the amazing, the excellency of God, the foreordained eternally, the forerunner, the form of all things, the form of Jacob and Israel, the form of the light, the fountain of Jacob, the fountain of the house of David, the framer of the worlds, the free gift, the friend forever, the friend of Abraham, the friend of publican and sinners, the fruit of the earth, the fruit of the womb, the fullness of the Father, the fullness of the Godhead, the gardener of earth, the gatherer of the winds, the Gentiles' trust, the gift of God, the giver of secrets and treasures of earth, the giver of the good spirit, the gladness of the nations, the glorious arm, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glorious Lord, the glorious voice with us, the glory of God's majesty, the glory of Israel, the glory of the Gentiles, the God blessed forever. God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God of our Savior, God with us, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher, good man of the house, governor, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great king, great Lord, great one, great peace, great prophet, great Savior, great shepherd, great and amazing God. Greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Solomon. Yes, greater than Noah, y'all. Greater than our hearts. Greater and more perfect tabernacle. Greatness of excellency. Greatness of might. Greatness of strength. Greatness of thy power. Greatness of Zion. Green tree, guarantor of our security. Guarantor of the new covenant. Guarantor of the tree of life. The God for us. Hand of the Lord. The hanged redeemer. The harmless. The hated one. The hater of iniquity. The head above all. The head of all principality and powers. The head of every man, the head of the body, the head of the corner, the head of the church, head over all, the head over things, the healer of broken hearts, the healer of souls, the healer of wounds, the health of my countenance, the hearer of prayer, the help of his countenance, the helper of the helpless, the heir of all things, the hidden God, the hidden manna, the high above all, the high and lofty one, the high God, the high Lord, the high priest of good things, the high priest of our profession, the high priest over house of God, high right hand, high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his son, Jesus Christ, his son, our Lord, holy than thou, holy and true, holy child, Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one, holy, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable Lamb of glory, honored son, hope in a day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, house of defense, humbler of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, the image of the believers, the image of the Father, the image of the invisible God, the Emmanuel, immortal, incarnate God, infinite one, the inheritor of all nations, the inheritor of my mountains, the intercessor of sinners, the jasper and sardine stone, the jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the crucified, Jesus, the grace of truth, Jesus, the King of the Jews, the Jew, the judge among nations, the judge of all the earth, the judge of Israel, the judge of the quick and dead, the judge of the fatherless, the judge of widows, the justified of the spirit, justifier of the circumcision, justifier of the seed of Israel, the just God, the just Lord, the just man, the just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, the keeper of the covenant and mercy, keeper of the keys of hell and death, the kindler of Tophet, the King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings, and Lord of lords, most definitely, y'all, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman, redeemer, Kodashim, holy one, Korban, sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites, Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, the Lamb without spot and blemish, the lamp of the feet, the last Adam, the leader and commander, the life of man, the lifted and exalted son, lifted up suffering symbol, the lifted up suffering symbol, the lifted of my head, the light in truth, the light everlasting, the light in darkness, the light of heaven, the light of Israel, the light of life, the light of men, the light of the city, the light of the Gentiles, the light of the glorious gospel, the light of the glory of God, the light of the path, the light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, lion of the tribe of Judah, lion of Zion, living bread, living redeemer, living savior, living stone, long-suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord in God, Lord and shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, everlasting strength, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our Lord, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord, the judge, Lord, thy creator, Lord, thy redeemer, Lord, thy savior, lover of righteousness. Yes, he is the magnified Lord, the magnified name, the majesty, the maker of all things, the maker of Israel, the maker of morning darkness, the maker of a new man, of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path and the sea, the man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, manna from heaven, marred one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of a new covenant, of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the Prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty Savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mine of the Lord, mine anointed, mine elect, mine holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness, narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured, one, the true one, the one and only sacrifice, the one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcomer Lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion in the land of living, portion of my inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, the preserver of men, the preserver of saints, the preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, the priest, priest forever of Melchizedek, Prince of life, Prince of princes, Prince of princes, Prince of the kings of the earth, Prophet of his brethren, Prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, Prophet mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quicken in love, quicken in spirit, quicken in word, Rabbi, Rabbani, ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things heavenly, of earthly and heavenly things. Redeemer and forgiver, Redeemer of Abraham, Redeemer of Israel, Redeemer of souls, Redeemer of the First Testament, Redeemer of Zion, Redeemer the Holy One, Redeemer the Lamb, Redeemer the Lord of hosts, Redemption, Refiner and Purifier, Refuge for the oppressed, Refuge for us, Refuge from the storm, Refuge in day of affliction, Refuge in trouble, Reigning Lamb, Reproach of men, Rest for our souls, Restorer of Zion, Rejected Stone of Builders, Resurrection and Judge, Resurrection and a Life, Revealer of Secrets, Revealer of Counsels of the Heart, Revealer of the Hidden Mystery, Revealer of the Hidden Things, Reverend, Rewarder of Servants and Prophets, Righteous, Righteous and Very Faithful Testimony, Right Hand of David, Right Hand of My Righteousness, Righteous Branch, Righteous God, Righteous Judge, Righteous Man, Righteous One, Righteous Rock, Righteous Servant, Risen Light, Risen Lord, River of Waters. Rock higher than I, Rock of Israel, Rock of my refuge, Rock of my salvation, Rock of offense, Rock of the church, Rock of the wilderness, Rock and fortress, Rock our God, Rock the Lord, Rod and branch, Rod of his mouth, Rod of my anger, Rod of my strength, Rod of thine inheritance, Root of David, Rose of Sharon, Ruler of Israel, Ruler of the 24 elders, Salvation of all nations, Salvation of God, Salvation of the daughters of Zion. Yes, Samaritan, helping out a Samaritan, the same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, the Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the law, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, secret of thy presence, seed of Abraham promise, seed of Adam humanity, seed of David kingship, seed of God deity, seed of Jacob nationality, seed of Judah tribe, seed of Shem race, seed of woman prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree. In the authority and power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new vision, new song to sing, new life, new seasons, new beginnings, new fresh starts, new scenery, new insight, renewed hearts, people. Yes, yes, become a new creature in Christ. Be born again of spirit or water. It's a child. Humble yourself like a child. start your life over, repent, and get baptized, people. He is very excellent, worthy, and awesome. Yes, y'all, he is the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, the separate from sinners, the servant of rulers, servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of my hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah, glory, shelter, shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, the Shiloh, the shorn lamb, the sign spoken against, the silent and meek lamb, the sin bearer, the sinless high priest, the sinless one, the sir, slayer of the enemy, the smitter of the nations, the smitten judge of Israel, the smitten rock of Horeb, the smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkards, son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Joseph, son of man in heaven, son of man the Savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the Father, son of the free woman, son of the highest, son of the living God, son of truth, son over his house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock, spoiler of the principalities, spokesman of the Father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob, the stay, the stiller of the raging sea, the stone cut without hands, the stone of Israel, the stone of stumbling, the stone the builders rejected, the stranger and alien, the strength and song, the strength in time of trouble, the strength of Israel, the strength of my heart, the strength of my life, the strength of the children, the strength of the Lord, the strength to the needy, strength to the poor, the stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, stronghold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle of God, revelation, most definitely the revelator, most definitely the teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, the temple of the city, tender plant, excellent God, excellence of the kings, testament of prophecy, testador, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the king, the Lord my hiding place, the Lord my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trampler of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and adder, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, the tried stone, the triumph Christ, triumph overcomer, the triumph lamb, the true and faithful witness, the true and righteous judge, the true bread from heaven, the true God and eternal life, the true light, the true vine, the truth, the uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, the undefiled, the amazing God, unspeakable gift, the upholder of all things, the upholding right hand, the valiant right hand, the veil to the new and living way, the very beautiful King, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely, very present help, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious one, victory, vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, revelation, the way. He is the way everlasting, the way of salvation, the way of the just, the way of the Lord, the way to the holiest, way, truth, and life, people, the weakness of God, the well-beloved of God, the well-beloved Son, white linen of the saints. White stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, the wisdom of the just, the wise and strong lamb, the witness of the Father, the witness of truth, the witness to the people, the wonderful counselor, the word made flesh, the word of God, the word of his power, the word of life, the word of righteousness, the word of the Lord, the worshipful Lord, the worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, Yes, he is the wounded one in House of Friends, the wounded one of transgressors, the yoke of peace and rest, the young child, the zeal of the Lord of hosts, the zealous one. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Praise him. All right, y'all. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that's the word for today, okay? So what I would love to do as I close out this message, give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.